And good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
And welcome. And a couple of quick things before we get started. Obviously, due to the location and coming here and everything for worship and services, we're not going to have a 24th of December Christmas service. So I met with Mark over at the Calvary Chapel of Fredericksburg, and he invited us to theirs. And they do a different type of Christmas service. It's a, I guess they do worship, then they do a reading, and they read through the Christmas story, but they break it up with worship as they go through. So I'm going to go over there for their 5 o'clock service. They have a 5 and a 7 o'clock. And what I'm trying to get a feel for is how we in the future may want to do a Christmas type service. And I just want to see some of the different services, and I think it would be a great time also just a fellowship. So you're welcome to go to that, and if you don't have anything else planned, I will be there at the 5 p.m. service, and they do have a 7 p.m. service if that's more agreeable and you so choose to go. But just to give you a heads up on that, there is, to my understanding, there's not any child care provided. It's a family service. Just so you understand that. And another little change is we used to, when we do raffles and everything at our events, we used to do them for the missions funds. So what I've decided to do this time around is not really so much for the missions fund, because you know that my heart's for you, and I want to have the funds built up to help people within this congregation. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be part of our look-in program. Those funds will go into a little puka, kind of like the government, the general fund, and it gets spent elsewhere. But we'll have that amount written down in puka way so that if we do have that need and we don't have maybe 1 month or actually 1 quarter, our budget wasn't enough to support it, we'll have those funds set aside to go do it and to help people out in need. So just so you have a heads up, that's a little change that I'm kind of doing from what we've done in the past. If you can, open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 4. Today we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 8. And I had I changed the title of this, basically. And I titled it now, Examples of Men Justified by Faith. And we saw previously, at the end of Romans chapter 3, Paul had concluded that man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. In fact, he made clear that this was for the Gentile and the Jew, as there is one God who will justify us through faith. Since righteousness only comes through faith in Jesus Christ, well, where is the boasting? It is excluded. And why? Because it is based on our faith, not our works. If we boast, it is in God, not man. So Paul, to date, has shown us we are sinners, both Jews and Gentiles. We need a Savior, and that's